It is Saturday, 2 o'clock here on Skid Row Studios. You know what that means? It is time for an all-new episode of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. I would like to welcome you to the show. Make sure you like Bad Advice on Facebook. You can also send your questions to the Bad Advice Facebook page, or you can send it to Drew. You can tweet Drew's Bad Advice.
Holy shit,
I really? Know. We are all over the place.
When
I'm going global,
so
baby.
When did we get so fancy?
Oh, you know why? I'll tell you. We have reason to celebrate today. Apparently, our latest episode has gone through the roof with downloads. We've become extremely popular.
Nice.
I know. So, Mike, congratulations to everyone.
Nice. And we have another reason to celebrate.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not pregnant.
No. Nice. Oh, well, it is an hour-long show.
Things could change.
Also, I wanted to tell all our listeners, Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank called me last weekend. They have been listening to the show. They like the show. They have asked us to do Bad Advice live in the main showroom the first Wednesday of every month. We're going to start November 7th. If you want free tickets, make sure that you just email us, or you can call during the show and I will put you on the guest list.
Is this why you started tweeting? Because you're going big time right now?
Oh, we're going huge. We are
oh
going
my God, Drew
big.
Is huge.
You were hard to deal with before.
Anniversaries tonight? For who? For what?
Skid Row.
Oh, Skid Row. It's true.
Anniversary.
It's the 1 year anniversary of Skid Row Studios. We're having a party to celebrate that. Yeah.
That was
You're
my
invited
announcement.
To this party now because we have, let me tell you, our guest today, we have sitting across from me, Mr. Kenneth August, host of the weekly wrap up every Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Dude, I missed being on a show so much last week. I just walked around giving bad advice to people.
I'm sure that went over well.
Not that much different than my normal day, turns out.
We have a first timer here. It is my pleasure to welcome Raul D to the show.
Thank you.
Very funny man, comic. You can catch him. He was at the Improv when? Last night?
Last night with Thea Vaughn.
Sweet. All right. Well, we'll get more into that later.
Flappers,
and then the lovely.
Too. I'm always at Flappers.
You're always at Flappers?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be part of our first live show now, right?
Oh, nice.
Excellent.
Just stay at Flappers. It's nice.
Like,
you might as well just move
sure.
into the room in the back. You can live in the Yoo-Hoo room. But we have Shea Yuval here.
Hey.
Nice. Hey. Lovely, beautiful, and talented Shea Yuval.
And still not pregnant.
Still not pregnant. But again, I'm busy. I'm talking here. Right now, Marie Delpretti will be here shortly. She texted me. Apparently, was a little confused on the start time, but she'll make it.
Somebody gave birth in the metro, I heard.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, there was a splashing sound. I wasn't sure what it was, but apparently. All right. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with Bad Advice, what we do here is we take questions on any subject at all. And since we are untrained and unqualified, we will help or not. But we will certainly make fun of you. And if you want to be part of the conversation, you can call us at 800-893-9562. Otherwise, if you text your questions in, we can get those. You know, just go to the Facebook page. We'll get those. We also take news stories from around the world. These are real news stories. People I feel that would benefit from advice, but we're simply too stupid or too lazy to ask.
We're both.
And we're going to get started with one of those right now.
From around the world.
Wow. That's right. I don't like to limit ourselves. Now, this first one, however, comes from Holland Township, Michigan. The headline for this one is, man preparing squirrel for lunch sets apartment complex on fire with a blowtorch.
Wait. Isn't that against the law to eat squirrel?
Especially if you ask the squirrels? Yes. Marie has just made it. Yay, all right, let's give a round of applause. Welcome, Marie. There you go. Sam, we just started our first story. We have not even begun to discuss it yet. But the headline for this one, Marie? Man preparing squirrel for lunch managed to set the apartment complex on fire with a blowtorch. Let me give you the particulars. A fire that ravaged an apartment complex in Holland Township, Michigan, reportedly started because a resident was a little clumsy with a propane blowtorch, which he was using to prepare a squirrel carcass for eating. The blaze started about 12:30 p.m. The resident was on his third floor patio, apparently using the torch to singe the fur off the dead animal when he accidentally ignited the deck. The flames rapidly got out of control and spread to the roof, where ultimately 8 apartments were destroyed, several more sustained significant damage, and the roof of the apartment complex caved in.
This happens every time I try and singe squirrel hair.
Do you not boil the squirrel?
No, you're supposed to use Gillette foam and use a razor and get the fur off. That's like, just like what we do
or
our
Mach
legs.
3.
I believe you're confusing shaving a squirrel with shaving something else.
Well, squirrel and I heard
you like can eat both. That's the thing.
I heard she tastes like a squirrel. I'm just saying. I'm not judging. I'm kind of a little Chewbacca myself. I understand.
Really?
A little bit. I'm Italian, so... Comes with the territory,
right?
Man.
Wow. It's bushy.
And also in common,
razor back there
both
anywhere?
Like nuts.
Mach 3. My girl Marie says Mach 3. Dude, buy Gillette razors. Like my girl Marie says, Gillette. Problem solved.
Problem solved. I have to tell you though, like when I was growing up, my friend got really drunk and she passed out. And
you shaved her? What?
We didn't shave her, but we took off all of her clothes because she was drunk and she threw up all over herself. So when we took off all of her clothes, we were 16 and like, we saw,
I missed
like
you so much
hedge.
In those 30 seconds you were here.
We saw a hedge up the crack of her butt. Like it was
what?
Just like a lot of hair just coming out of it.
Did
like,
you wax
was
head
someone
her?
Just caught down there?
Did she sit on like somebody like a small
like a squirrel was in there?
Oh, that was
is
nice.
She Italian?
She's Italian.
At least her ass is Italian.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a shocker for us. Nice. I was like, oh my God, is that our butt too? And we both went into the bathroom. Like we checked. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Oh my God.
I liked that her throwing up on herself is all right though.
Well, you know what the
wait
weird
second.
Part is?
She's there naked and the two of you went to the bathroom. Who else was in the house? Like, that's weird.
No, and I was in a hotel room on a school trip. We got into so much trouble.
Oh, when I was in junior high school, we had a black friend named Arthur George. And
why
we all got
to me.
This is a special day because you are our first black guy on the show. We have Mexicans all the time. Mostly because you have to. It's LA.
Black, in case that wasn't the right terminology.
By the way, just so you know,
I was very excited. I'm good. You're like, look, it's been a while before we even had women on here, so I'm getting all the bases covered.
Was I the first?
I was the
second.
Black people.
You were the second.
I'm kind of black, so it's kind of...
One day we're going to have a black girl on, and then I'm finished.
For some reason.
By the
She's
way...
She's going to kick your ass if you have a black girl on.
Just so you know, all the new guys have to strip naked and run around so we can make fun of you. That's how we inaugurate you into Skid Row. Just letting you know. So
Gus
go ahead.
For that one,
go
too.
Ahead.
Black guys
I'm not falling for that trick a sixth time, by the way.
I'm going to finish my Arthur George hot, story so here. I, when we were in junior high, so. Arthur George, our black friend, right? We all got drunk.
He had one. You can call him Token, apparently.
No, I had more than one, but... This one
That's
passed out.
Two mentions of black.
But the thing is, before he passed out from getting drunk, Arthur ate a very large bag of Cheetos.
Did you strip him naked?
That's racist.
Too?
No. What we did, though, when I say we, I actually didn't do this. I did not participate, but they covered him with
friends.
Baby powder. Which seemed a very horrible thing to do. But when Arthur woke up, he wandered into the bathroom, looked in the mirror, saw he was white, and immediately threw up everywhere.
I would too.
But it was orange, and it was like crazy. I mean, like.
Orange throw up?
Yeah, because he ate it like a giant bag of Cheetos.
See, what goes in comes out.
Yeah.
That is how that works, apparently. Yes.
Apparently. Yeah.
So I'm not sure what my advice here is. Don't pass out or don't eat Cheetos.
If you're black, don't eat Cheetos.
Don't pass out around white people.
Well, that's
because you don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Like, that's true. It doesn't matter what race or anything you are. That goes for me, too. Yeah. Don't.
Well, my friend was white, and she still was very,
The first thing, I would say, check for rectal bleeding. You know, it's just not.
There was no rectal bleed. There was just a little critter in there.
Yeah, you don't want an ass with a size. That's not good.
In Michigan, I mean, that's not the South. The people eat squirrels, and I guess they do.
The guy was from the South. That's just effed up.
You know, if you're in the Hunger Games, you eat squirrel too. So I guess he was trying to emulate the movie.
Yeah, he was hit before.
I have tasted squirrel, for the record, by the way.
Have you really?
Yes, I was in Ohio, and some crazy motherfucker was hunting and said, "Here, man, this is what I came up with." And I'm like, I'm good. But when the dude shot something, you go, all right, sure.
And okay, so
no,
that guy
I don't agree.
Be,
I don't think that someone can just go, I shot this, eat it.
No, I hear you. We weren't on the side of the road. We were in his cabin. When somebody has a gun and shot something and says, eat it, unless it's a relative of mine that he's telling me to eat, I'm pretty much, I'm going
to
try.
Unless the soundtrack to this story is...
Or you're a POW.
It was in my head. No. That's the banjo music I kept hearing. And it was gamey, by the way, a little gamey.
It was gamey. It didn't taste like chicken.
How was it prepared?
With a blowtorch.
Is there any other way to cook a squirrel?
Yeah, that's why. I just think this guy is a bad chef. I don't have a problem with him eating squirrel.
I just think the blowtorch thing. He should barbecue it or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a little sauce, something.
Yeah. Or like a turkey fryer. Then it would be like a little crispy squirrel.
Creme brulee squirrel? What's he making?
Crispy? No, you know, like the turkey fryers? You just, you know, dip it in.
But was this squirrel dead, or was he like blowtorching it alive?
How did he catch it?
Well, it did say he was cooking. The story didn't say.
Sushi?
He said he was cooking squirrel carcass. Can you have a carcass if it's not dead?
No.
I'm assuming that he drove by some roadkill and said, hey, if we just burn that thing up, meal time.
That'd be delicious.
I don't know why I didn't think of razor. I don't know.
Here's the thing is, you have
no one is going to shave a dead squirrel.
Maybe it's a fetish.
I'm sure there's a website, yes. And if not, we could start one.
Just hold on to 2 years and then just like start from the top and go down. One stroke.
But I don't think this man's problems with the lack of grooming habits. I don't think that was this man's issue.
Everybody knows you skin it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, says the black man. Are we in trouble today?
I gotta be careful everything I say. Right? I'm representing my whole race.
Where are you from? Like, do you have family? Where do you come from? Like family. I don't mean like, you know, downstairs.
Like, what type of black are you? Like,
no, I'm saying
black is black, Drew.
No, it's like I come from Jersey, so I've got like weird thug people in my life.
Oh, but right. Jersey white.
Do you like the South?
Well, I come from Trinidad.
Trinidad.
And Caribbean.
Nice.
Wow, she knows her trivia.
That's great. No, that's
he's
beautiful.
A Caribbean
no, Trinidad,
so
I'm New
like,
Jersey.
I'm like your first island black person. I'm like doubling it up.
Man, you're everything.
This is fantastic. Who says we are culturally insensitive? And I know when I ask that question, most people. But
I'm insensitive to everything. So it's I don't just.
I'm an equal opportunity hater.
you don't give a shit. Trinidad, Africa.
The Bronx. Whatever. You know. All right. Well, we'll move on to our next story.
I do hate people.
Yeah, it's easy
you
to
hate
do.
Jews? What?
Are you Jewish, Shay?
Yes.
I don't hate Jews.
Okay, good.
No, I do. And I'm one of them.
Seriously?
She hates Jews.
I went back to a family function and I had a relative come like, oh, Dro, how are things in California? I'm like, oh my fucking God, am I related to this person?
Speak English.
Yeah, I got to go. All right, our next story. This is a great one. Nicole Denzer was arrested in Minnesota. Apparently, this woman hid a meth stash inside her vagina.
What?
Yeah. Police in Minnesota say that a woman arrested for erratic driving attempted to hide a pipe and a meth stash inside her vagina, only to be busted by a drug-sniffing dog.
She should have hid it in her butt. I mean, like, you know.
Seriously,
vagina,
do you think
little...
the dog was so discerning? He's like, I'm not going to look there.
Or put it in a tampon and then insert the crack.
But the thing is, sorry, dogs smell your privates all the time. There must have been more to the story.
Let me finish the story.
The dog
that,
must have been shoving his nose
sex
up there.
And was going to smell there anyway and went, oh, there's drugs in here? Oh, bonus.
Well, if the dog's sex addicted, it's probably got a drug problem, too.
The dog must have been shoving his nose way up there because dogs smell that all the time. Or I think what they do is there's a signal, actually. I know about this.
Yeah,
and the thing is, if a dog smells a drug or anything like that, they go to location and then they sit down and they look to their handler for a treat.
Was this dog whisperer?
So he probably
sniffed, sat
down and looked for a treat because that's what dogs figure everything out about you. So it's not unusual for a dog to sniff a crotch, but the dog must have done its command afterwards.
Okay, I'm going to finish the story.
What the hell happened there?
It says, authorities arrested Denzer of Circle Pines on a controlled substance possession charge. She was booked into the Anoka County Jail, and that's where a canine indicated the presence of illegal substances on her person. According to the police, at that point, the dog began sniffing Denzer's crotch, after which Denzer admitted that she had drugs in her vagina. She then reportedly displayed 17 grams of methamphetamine as well as a pipe.
She a porn star?
Damn. Yeah, what the
How much?
She had a lot of room
grams.
In there. She should rent out storage.
I know. She probably had like 10 kids or so. Was it the Octomom? Was it the Octomom?
I will say this. When your vagina also starts splitting the weed with you or any of your drugs, you go through that stuff in a hurry, dude. That's no good.
Well, on the plus side, it was meth, so at least all her teeth fell out.
Oh, yeah.
And her vagina, apparently. Yeah. Her
no,
ovaries.
I mean in her vagina.
Man, what does she have? Like a suitcase
her
in there? What the
teeth
hell?
Teeth fell out in her vagina?
Haven't you ever heard of teeth in a vagina?
What?
Fucking white people.
No.
They don't have this in Trinidad.
No.
Okay, this is a real
geriatric
thing.
Geriatric world?
But go like, on, I'm intrigued.
They even did a movie about it.
Teeth in a vagina?
Yes.
Oh, I know what he's talking about, like, but it's not in the vagina, it's on your head. It's like when you have a Siamese twin and it completely
doesn't
develop.
No.
They're,
no, then it would...
By the way, if he got those
teeth in a vagina the same as teeth on your head, unless you have a vagina on your head?
All right.
Which I have had, but that's a different story.
Have you ever seen conjoined Siamese twins and a second twin?
You have a vagina on your head.
Mate, only if an old man is going down on you and his teeth get lost in it.
Yeah.
Stuck. No, you can have...
Not good denture cream.
Some women can grow calcium deposits.
I hate you so much right now. Everything about you fucking repulses me right now. Go ahead, continue your story.
No, that's a calcium deposit. It is not a tooth. It's a calcium deposit. In a horse, it's called a bean.
Holy shit, what the horse?
Or a kidney stone. That's a kidney stone.
So and you like got to take it out every 6 months.
It's a biting vagina.
Yes.
Nice. It's an angry vagina.
Wow. It's an angry, angry vagina.
Can it smile?
No.
If you turn it sideways?
Get
it could bite your pee-pee off.
Is this where I make an Asian joke? Yeah, okay, you did it first.
It's going to bite your pee-pee off in there.
It's like your teeth are fine, but your vagina has cavities.
Right. Yeah, that's
my
a good news, bad news.
That's nice.
He would like to visit my dentist.
Could you imagine if, like, you go for a pelvic exam and your
my doctor gets
OBGYN or whatever says, no, I'm afraid you need braces.
Your vagina teeth are crooked.
Your vagina has a crooked smile.
Here's a dental dam. Sorry.
Yeah. So she, my advice here, just, you know, for.
Do you have advice for this person?
Yeah. Yes.
I want to hear that, storage.
Go ahead.
Storage problem.
You should just switch up your drugs because the thing is, if you just smoke pot instead of like the crystal meth,
then her vagina's gonna get the munchies.
Yeah, but you could blow I saw a stripper once that could blow smoke rings.
What?
And,
nice.
And we tipped her extra.
Of course you do.
Yeah, it's like, did she just blow a smoke ring out of her? Yes, she did.
Wow, well, she's gifted.
That does increase the tip a few percent.
Oh, you gotta tip for that. Like. Yeah.
Unless it's your waiter. If it's your waiter, you're not that happy about it.
What sucks is now you can't do that in California because you can't smoke inside.
Yeah. Well, herbal cigarettes.
She can blow herbal out.
Herbal.
It's herbs, officer. It's herbs.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know,
that's
but
legal.
You could smoke because that's artistic license. She can smoke. Oh, your vagina might. Can smoke.
Right,
because
she's an artist.
Part of the artistic art. License?
Yeah, it's part of her.
What the fuck
why am
is
I
she's
that?
A performance artist. No, that could be true.
She's a performance artist.
All right.
Vagina.
You know what my advice is? What? Next time, don't use your vagina. Use a squirrel.
Oh, that's nice.
Put it in the squirrel.
You know what my advice is?
You shave the squirrel?
You put it in the squirrel, then you put the squirrel in there. I think that's
that's good.
Oh, that, you know what? Here's the thing. You could probably put the squirrel in there, and I'll bet you that would just make the hair fall right off.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if this is related to their friend, but I hear meth in the vagina makes a whole bunch of hair grow on the top of your ass.
Oh, so my God. Maybe my girlfriend had meth in there.
Yeah. I think she should rent out her vagina's storage space.
In LA.
She's clearly got some room.
Storage. She's got a lot of room. Like, she's like the public storage.
Dude,
of vaginas.
That's a great idea. I want her number. I have a whole bunch of furniture I need to store.
But if you put too much, then they do that series, Breaking Vagina.
She need an alarm on it, like security.
Yes,
like
guys,
an alarm.
I did that. Yes.
Poor ding. Is that what you're saying?
Poor ding.
That's very good. All right, we'll move on. This one, I don't know if this is as much of a problem as they say, but Australian restaurant removes urinals shaped like women's mouths after a backlash.
Backlash or backsplash?
Artistic expression.
Right here, it says, given past controversies involving urinals in the shape of lipstick, arguably female mouths, a restaurant in Sydney shouldn't have been surprised when its bathroom fixtures kicked up a certain amount of angst on the part of Aussie feminists. Apparently, one of these Aussie feminists said the toilets were, and I quote, asking men to put their dicks in these mouths as urinals.
I don't think she knows how we use those things, but fair enough. Go ahead.
Yeah. It says they were designed by an artist named Mike von Schindel and who has made similarly mouthy urinals that have appeared all over the world, including the German Rolling Stones Museum, as well as the house of reality star Khloe Kardashian,
No.
Yes. Wow. She's got a urinal in the shape of a giant mouth. But here's the thing. To be fair, Kourtney Kardashian might not have been an art piece. That might have just been one of the sisters.
Could have been, yes.
It's in the shape of a vagina, you said?
No.
A giant mouth.
A female mouth.
Oh, okay. I thought you said vagina just now.
Would that be worse or better?
That's funny.
I don't know. It said that the artist claims that the design is not supposed to be sexualized. He says, lighten up. And here's the funny thing. The artist is a woman.
That is funny.
Yeah. She says it's just a cartoonish looking mouth.
You know what? She accomplished what she hoped to accomplish, which is notoriety and getting it out there.
But apparently now the National Organization for Women, they disagreed. This was their quote. There's something wrong with someone who thinks that urinating symbolically into the mouth of a woman is quirky and fun.
I take symbolically out. I can take the word symbolically right out of that sentence.
You just think it's quirky and fun.
It happens all the time.
I don't see where's the problem.
People are into that.
I'm almost sad Vic's not here today. I miss Vic because I know he would weigh in on this.
I believe Vic has had some experience with questionably female mouths, I believe was the phrase that
he
used.
Well, he likes to make love with his mouth.
I mean, there are sites where they actually urinate in a woman's mouth. So, I mean, are they protesting that as well?
Not as much.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess that's consensual. It's hard for a ceramic mouth to say, this is what I want.
Well, when a ceramic mouth says, you know what, I've had my fill, then I'm good and close it down. But otherwise, I don't understand the problem.
I don't either.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I think it's the feminists that kind of have the problem.
Look, I'm a feminist, but, you know, you got to chill out, man. I mean, there's things.
It's a urinal.
What are they doing in the urinals anyway?
How did they know it was there?
I don't know. I've never peed in a urinal.
Probably some dude came out and says, like, oh, man, I just peed in some girl's mouth. It was so cool.
First of all, that would happen.
Is that what he sounded like, Marie? I like Marie's, you know.
He was like, bitch, take this.
There's no way an intelligent person went into the bathroom and peed.
Peeing in her mouth. Yeah, take my pee. That's what the feminists are afraid of.
So what would be the equivalent then?
Yeah.
Like for women, would it be like in the bottom of a toilet? What could
there's
you
no
put
a guy's
there?
Face.
There is no equivalent.
Guy's face. A guy's ahead, face on the bottom like of
no,
the toilet.
No, his mouth too.
Yeah, his mouth and his face and...
So would they find
is
that offensive?
Here's the thing.
You could do that.
Balls.
You could put a guy's face on the bottom of the toilet that a woman sits down on and pees and no guy is going to go, that's offensive.
Only if she's ugly.
If my seat would recline.
We don't care otherwise.
that would be the first question. Was she hot?
Yeah. Exactly. Holy shit, do you know the same person Marie knows?
Well, I've decided that's the only people that should be peeing.
I don't see what the problem is. I honestly don't. It's urinals like that that are making it less likely that I urinate on these women that are sitting here in the studio.
He hasn't done it once to me today.
Well, you know, okay, I'll tell you what.
My aim sucks as well.
Since we've done this story, there is a story that sort of is counter to that. Now, here's something that I think is far more bothersome. Now, by the way, remember, if you want to join in, our number here, 800-893-9562. The title of this story is The Coffee Pot Pee Lady.
Coffee pot pee lady.
Yes. Apparently, eight people are seeking $600,000 apiece in damages in a lawsuit involving a woman convicted of repeatedly urinating into an office coffee pot. The lawsuit names Holly Jones, age 46, of the city of Sherrill, as well as Robinson Aviation Company. This is in Oklahoma City. They are the two defendants. According to the lawsuit, which accuses the company of assault, several plaintiffs... Okay, they're accused of assault after several plaintiffs consumed the mixture of water, coffee, and urine and became physically ill. The suit claims that Robinson Aviation was negligent because it failed to fully screen employees and conduct routine examinations.
How do you screen for that?
Exactly. What interview process are you going through where it's like, do you like to pee in coffee pots?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when I was younger, I worked...
Have you noticed before? I'm just going to interrupt for a second.
We had several stories
where Marie's like, I've done that. She's like our female Vic.
I know. Vic's done it all. With a carrot.
Go ahead, and I'll finish the story. Please, Marie, share.
When I was was younger, I worked in this catering hall, and all the guys hated the owners of the catering hall, so they would pee in the sauce, these big vats of sauce.
Oh, my God.
And so every
you saw this? You were privy to this?
I'm assuming you didn't have the employee lunch.
I didn't eat it ever. I never ate there once. And everybody's like, why aren't you eating? I'm like, because I don't need, you know, Mickey's DNA. You know what I mean? Like, but like, there was so many. It's funny because at first I was like, oh, that's wrong. And then, you know, I said...
And then I was like, all right, the
boss is an asshole. And then also, like, the people that would go there were such assholes, too. I was just like, you're eating pee.
Oh, God. Nice. Right. Let me finish. That's disturbing. But it says the spouses. Here's the funny thing.
Not my problem.
The spouses of these people are also seeking damages because they say their husbands would, quote, not mingle in society with others because of the derision and jokes made in public. It's like, no, your husbands just don't want to go out with you. It has nothing to do with the fact that you drank pee.
Oh, they think that they're being shunned because they're pee drinkers?
They said their husbands would not freely mingle in society.
It's like a lodge.
Here's what they said about this woman. The state police said that Jones urinated on several occasions into a glass coffee pot used by other airport personnel and pilots. She was reportedly mad about being passed over for a promotion.
This ain't gonna
That's going to get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This ain't going to speed it up.
Yeah, police became involved after the tower manager reported a strong odor emanating from the coffee machine.
Did you pee in this?
Again.
The odor warned employees of a problem before any tainted coffee was actually used. So they didn't even apparently
drink it.
But first of all, how do they know that she's been doing it several times and not catch her? Once you catch her, you would think like you have no evidence of previously.
Oh, this is how they caught her. It says state police set up a video surveillance above the coffee machine and caught Jones urinating into the pot, then pouring the urine into the coffee machine.
Big brother's there, man. She should have went to the bathroom.
I know,
she was not smart. I don't feel sorry for her because she wasn't smart about it.
I know. And I'm like, first of all, I'm impressed that she's able to pee into a small cup. That's hard.
It is
hard. Well, she did the jug, probably.
Yeah, no, she cleaned
it. It's still hard.
No, you know how you take the coffee pot and you put the water in and you pour it into it? She just squatted over the pot, which still, to her credit, pretty good aim.
That's hard.
That's a Kegel muscle thing.
Now, here's the thing. Is pee caffeinated?
Is pee caffeinated?
Yeah.
If you drank coffee.
Yeah.
Because that could have been the worst thing. It's like, what if someone thought they were getting decaf?
That would be the worst thing? Okay.
Have you ever seen one of these people like, I can't drink caffeine. I can't have caffeine. It just makes me all
vegan.
At night.
I don't mind
peeing, but
it's organic.
Yeah.
Did she eat organic? That's really the biggest.
Asparagus coffee? You don't want asparagus.
That's what it probably was. She probably ate like a bushel of asparagus and her pee stunk and it set off.
Well, they said that's
hot
how
peppers.
they figured it out. There was an odor.
One stinky pissed woman is what you're saying, and that's what caught her?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. But you know what? Okay, so there's an odor and you're like, yeah, this stinks. I'm going to drink it.
Well, some people just need their coffee. Gus is like that.
If you're hooked, man.
I'm glad I don't drink coffee.
I'm a tea drinker.
Me too.
Tea. I said that with a T. I'm a tea drinker.
Because you can't piss in tea. That drinker. Won't accept it.
He likes the tea bag.
Oh.
I didn't say anything.
All right. We have so many stories in so little time. I don't know which way to go, but we'll try this one first. A 4-pound hairball was removed from a teenage girl's stomach.
Or stomach? Because somebody apparently has a lot of room in their vagina. Stomach.
Yeah, no, this was her stomach.
Okay.
It says a 19-year-old girl in indoor India has a weird taste in snack foods. It came back to haunt her. It says the girl went to Maharaja Yeshwantrao Hospital in Indore last month.
Great
complaining, it's better than Kaiser.
Yeah, that is
She's
true.
Complaining she hadn't been able to eat or drink for a few days. Upon examination, doctors discovered a hairball, get this, weighing nearly 4 pounds.
Jesus.
Stuck between her stomach and small intestine.
In a related story, by the way, there was a really happy, recently blown cat just chilling on the couch.
I know. She should kneel down to the grass and start chewing on the grass. Catnip.
Okay, well, it says, it turns out the girl had a bad habit of eating her own hair as well as chalk while in class.
Is that a habit?
And the combination ended up stuffing up her insides to the gills.
Is that a habit?
Yes, I have a habit of like ripping all of my skin off and ingesting it as well. What the hell's wrong with these people? It's from My Strange Addiction, isn't it?
Well, no, I don't know.
Does she eat Comet too? Does she like freaking...
But how does the teacher not notice the kids sitting there eating hair and chalk?
She's like bald sitting in the
class. I know.
I think she's thinking it doesn't cost anything.
Well, 4 pounds is a lot of hair.
That's like,
a lot
it
of
wasn't hair. Overnight.
They
I'm
show
sure.
a picture of it. It looks like a giant slug. Now, here's the thing. It says, as impressive as this hairball is, it pales in comparison to the one that some doctors removed in Chicago in 2007. You ready for this?
Mm.
That one weighed 10 pounds and measured 15 inches by 7 by 7.
That's a serial killer. Wow. He was eating other people's hair.
Hey, is it
under the hair, they also found shoes and a chin bone.
It's like, I mean, it's too bad Vic's not here because he's bald. I'd ask him what happened.
He's got
a hairball.
He ate his hair.
No, it all just ran to his back.
Oh, my God.
You know, you can sell that hair.
His hair got scared off his head and ran to the back.
In a black neighborhood?
Yeah, it's a weave. People like that hair is valuable.
Wait, Raul is bald, too. Raul, what happened to your hair?
He ate it.
Did that girl eat it? Have you ever been to India?
Yeah.
It's kind of my fetish.
Ooh. Having girls eat your hair?
Could the doctors not figure out what was going on when the girl was sitting next to the cat going, could they not figure that out? Oh, dumb bitch has a hairball. No, she'll cough it out. She'll be fine.
That's how Cosmo deals
with bald cats.
It has like a hook in it.
I know. Well, that's how you got it out.
Let me see that.
Got a hook in it.
You go fishing.
Jesus. That's nice.
It's like a Rastafarian hair.
Did she just swallow like a black man? Is that what happened?
She would not be the first.
It's funny you should say that.
Well, now she won't.
Brawl, too.
Here's the thing.
Wow.
Now, is that once you swallow black hair, you just never go back?
It never grows back. What?
It is fucking gross.
I don't know.
Did
All right,
she get
well, one time for one
pay?
More quick story, and then we got to get to our questions. This one's a little disturbing. Patrick Lewis Lynn has sex with a horse inside a Florida barn again. Says a horse owner in Florida shook his head in disbelief when he told a reporter he actually wasn't that surprised to learn that the man who had sex with his horse in 2010 came back.
I assume we're going to get some sort of animal lesson from you, Shannon.
I know, just wait.
What's the proper way to fuck a horse?
You guys look at me, because I have experience with...
Can you tell me the proper way to fuck a horse, please, so I do this correctly next time?
Patrick Lewis Lynn, apparently it was his second time getting arrested on the same property for the same offense. He was accused of sneaking in and sexually abusing horses.
Oh my God.
I would assume if
he said the owner said he knew something bad had happened when he noticed lubricant on the barn floor near Sonny's stall. He said Sonny had been cleaned, but neither he nor his wife had cleaned the horse that day. Damn. A surveillance camera reportedly caught Lynn sneaking into the stable early that morning. He was arrested at his home, which was nearby, and he faces charges of trespassing, resisting arrest, burglary, as well as bestiality. This man was arrested in 2010 after cops received complaints that he went into the barn several times and conducted sexual acts with the horses. Wow. The cops staked him out and reportedly caught him in the act, but he fled before he was apprehended hours later. My question is, how do you get caught in the act by cops? You're caught in the act having sex with a horse, but you get away.
You got horse shit all over you. Hard to grab, dude. Hard to grab.
You're slippery.
I don't understand. How do you get caught? It's like, you know, it's like the cop car comes, the lights are on, and you're still going at it? Like, I don't get it.
It was two cops in a horse outfit.
Come in. Well, I have to say something. I feel bad for this guy. Because he obviously
as opposed
has,
to feeling bad for the horse.
I feel bad for the horse too, because they're obviously in love. Like, he went back to Sonny. You know what I mean?
If it's twice, it does make it consensual.
Well,
I assume,
you know what the problem is?
If it was a different horse, it might be worse. But you know, at least he's committed.
Did Sonny say anything like, "Hey, I'm getting raped"? Like,
if what if the lube was on the horse's credit card? Can we assume then that they were both fine with this? I mean, you have no proof.
Horse was like, you know, like
I would say he doesn't just whisper to the horse, apparently.
Well, he does. He's whispering sweet nothings.
All right. Here Sonny comes the advice.
You. All right.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Have you ever heard two pump chump? You ever heard that expression?
No. Two pump chump?
Two
yeah.
Pump chump?
Yeah.
Two pump chump. You never heard that expression.
It's a guy who's quick.
Exactly.
Oh.
Horses are two pump chumps.
Oh.
Which means it's hard for like maybe 4 seconds. and
you're saying
again.
This horse was happy to have someone last?
No,
you
no. Think
this
so horse... when he goes, because my friend Miley, oh, she's so going to hate me. I didn't say her name, okay? When
Miley?
We have breeding parties.
Who's Miley?
Your friend?
Cyrus?
When you're friends with Miley Cyrus and she had sex with a horse?
You heard it
first here on Bad Advice.
Actually, Miley Cyrus' Miley. Sister competed in the same place that I used to ride, but never mind. So this,
I don't have a lawyer.
So this friend used to have breeding parties, and I kid you not, as soon as the horse would go, done, limp, 2 seconds, pump chump.
Maybe this you're video. Saying this guy also was a two pump chump?
No, I'm
oh,
saying, like,
sex
how
with the
is
horse?
He getting...
He did the butt of the horse?
Oh,
he's
so.
Putting it into the horse?
What do you think's going on? Oh, you think the horse is sneaking behind him? What do you think's happening?
I don't know what he's doing.
You don't know anything about horse fucking.
Can I tell you, somebody...
Amateur.
Somebody at work showed me...
And you call yourself a professional?
Somebody at work showed me that they have a follower on their Twitter, and her whole thing is that she loves to have sex with animals.
Hashtag horse...
Her dog. Her and her mother have sex with the dog.
Really?
Yep. And there's pictures.
What?
No! Yes. They better not have allergies. Wasn't that like...
Yeah, we had a woman that died from an allergy after having sex with a dog.
Hold on. That's the first thing to come out of your mouth is they better not have allergies? The whole family's fucking a dog. You're like, oh, God, I hope they got their shots.
This isn't called good advice.
Well, guys, we got to get to our questions.
Or that person's Facebook page.
Yeah.
We have to go on it.
They have pictures on the Facebook page? That can't be her.
And she has other bestiality shots of her friends.
Okay, we're going to look into
does
this.
Does she need a miniature a donkey? Because I know someone.
She'll take anything, apparently. I mean, like, it's actually in her. You see the dog, and it's a fluffy dog. Another one is a fluffy dog.
But we could put, like, bunny ears
on
it.
Do the dogs look happy?
So wait a second. If it's not a fluffy dog, it's okay?
No, it's all interesting. And then she was going down on her shepherd.
Oh, my God.
No. Yeah. I have a shepherd.
I don't even like to pet my dog too long if she starts like getting too happy.
They sell that's dog dildos.
What?
They do.
They do not
her
know.
Site.
No.
Oh, that family? Yes, that family. So that family is a dog dildo. Okay? Oh, my
dog
God.
Dog penises are very different than human.
This is the first thing Marie's talked about and I found hard to get aroused by. Not impossible.
Not impossible, but difficult.
But difficult.
You're still working through it.
Yeah, no.
But you
can
see
there.
Her hand grabbing the shepherd's, you know,
we're
thing.
There.
And it's squeezing the thing. And it just looks all pink and like on fire. And it's in her
Vic,
mouth.
Where are you when we need you?
She's taking it in her mouth?
Yes. And she's proud of this.
Tastes like
I'm
chicken.
Proud of this.
So
revolted.
You've seen this. You've gone to the site.
Yeah, no, was my friend.
Gone to the site. They're filming it in her living room. What are you talking about?
She's
this
like,
woman
I'm
look
disturbed
like?
Disturbed that this woman's following me. What did it look like?
No, what does the girl look like?
Oh, is she melanin deficient?
Is she hot?
No,
there's no way she's hot
she's
and
not,
doing dog
she's
penis.
She's not ugly. She's not ugly.
Because she's doing good looking dogs.
No. So
it's a
different.
Very well endowed dog. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a black dog.
We're going to have to interview that dog.
He's like, it's a black dog, bitch.
We'll have to see if. We're going to have to get that dog in here for an interview to see just how happy the dog is.
It was
all right, we're
going
to get to questions here.
Wow.
Okay. All right, here's one, and this has something to do with. We're going to go right to Marie on this one.
Nice.
Our first question is from Barry in Kent, Washington. Barry wrote in and said, I recently went to go down on my girlfriend and discovered that she had completely shaved down there.
No squirrel there.
She'd never
meth.
Done that before.
Meth,
I felt like a pedophile. It didn't work for me at all. I didn't say anything to her because I didn't want to upset her, but it really creeped me out. Am I the weird one here or no?
You are the weird one here.
You think so? No, I'm not. I don't agree.
Like, did it have a shadow? Like, was it the first day she was it a little rough down there? Maybe
he's
he
saying it was completely shaved.
It looked like Nixon. What do you think was going on?
Yeah. Did it have a beard?
It looked like George Michael.
I don't like it.
It looked like George Michael, so he went
once.
Wham.
I didn't like it. I tried to. Like, I shaved it all once, and I was just like, this feels weird in my underwear, you know. But women do it, I think, to get arousal
and you get
because
that weird
it does.
Sound.
Really?
Yes, because it does stimulate you because you're just like walking around all bare down. It's like. The hair is a cushion. You know what I mean? It's a cushion between you and your undies and
the
your
cushion
pants.
Between you and 1977 is what it is. I don't care if it looks like freaking the Jackson 5 down there. I don't. The groundskeeping, as long as they let me play ball, I'm fine.
See, I understand like, what Barry means by that pedophile thing because
it
when it was completely
like
shaved, I'm like,
But that's because when you did it, you were a pedophile. It's different.
Well, she was 11. But,
but also, the vagina is very weird looking.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
it also depends greatly on the individual vagina. Like, if you have any lips and it's shaved, it's kind of like, this is weird looking.
It's weird looking. Like, I remember, like, I have a little boy.
If it comes out like a flower, that's different.
Well, they all come out like a flower, but it's a weird looking. It's a Georgia O'Keeffe flower. It's a little jacked up. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I have a little boy. He's 3, right? And so I have to change him, whatever. And that's, like, it's just out there, you know? And there's nothing. There's no compartments. It's just right there. I was at a friend's house and I had to change her little girl. And I was just like, man, this is hard. There's nooks and crannies. Like, I had to, like, get in there. Get all up in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is why I don't have kids, because I don't want to get all up in that.
You're not using, they're not like a little vacuum attachment that you can do that with.
That would be awesome, you know, but.
I'm surprised it doesn't exist.
It's kind of different.
Copyright,
can
I?
Can you use
like what? Bear or not bear?
I like when I get some, but I just don't.
When I get some. End of story.
Call in to give her all some.
I just like the way a woman's vagina looks, so if I could see more of it.
See, hair, he doesn't. No, this
doesn't look weird to you that
doesn't
she looks
like
10?
The way a vagina looks.
That I don't. I've never been with a 10-year-old, so I don't. It just looks like a grown woman with a shaved vagina.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, say, do you? I mean, not to get too personal.
I landscape. Okay. Pretty tight, but I'm not bald.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you landscape, or is it like Drew, where there are two guys speaking Spanish walking around there all day long?
Is there a mower and blower down there?
Well, if I'm dating someone, I'll let him landscape.
Allow me to introduce myself, Edward Scissortongue.
If I'm dating someone, I'll let him landscape. That way, I know I don't get it wrong.
Ooh.
I get it the way he likes it. I'm like, here you go. Just make sure you use
it. No, that is a horrible idea.
That racist.
You know what?
In these
screw
racing
him,
stripes?
Because then all of a sudden he goes, I don't want to go. And that way he knows how difficult and scary it is. And that's why I'm like, dude, you got a deal.
The big scary vagina.
Do you really want the guy you're dating thinking that thing's difficult and scary? I don't really know.
No, to shave it. To shave it.
I don't know. Put a hat on it. I'm fine.
Put a hat on it.
Shave it.
Yeah,
shave
maybe
it,
he should get a little merkin for it until it grows back for
a
her.
Merkin?
Yeah, you know those things they use in Hollywood when an actress doesn't want to show her vagina on camera? They make a little fake toupee to put down
is that,
there.
What's is that her name? Sharon Stone wore? Yeah.
No, Sharon Stone wore another vagina over her vagina.
She's a serial killer. She had a squirrel in there. She actually skinned another woman.
She
just put a squirrel down there.
She got a squirrel.
That was a squirrel between her legs and Basic Instinct, just so you know.
But it was a union squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely okay. In SAG.
Wow. Well, listen, Barry, all I can tell you is go with, you know.
Can I say something in the vein of in the words of Vic for this guy?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, Barry, I hate you. You know, I hate you because you hate the vagina. If you love the vagina, you wouldn't care what form it took.
Don't make the vagina hide who it really is.
Yeah.
Let it all come out.
Let the vagina be loud and proud.
She would accept you if you went bald. So accept her being bald. Yes. Thank you.
Just tell her
that
we'll go
best
on from there.
It really turns you on when she's fire red down there, so she's gonna have to grow a little bit of hair for that. So
fire have to, red? What are you slapping?
Fire
it?
Red? I'm just slapping around.
You'll have to deal with it like an odd color, but at least they'll be hair.
Oh, it's
there.
A thing. I know it's a thing. Okay. All right. Well, here's our next question.
That's what I'm doing tonight.
This one comes from Pete in Bellflower. Pete wrote and said, how much did you spend on an engagement ring? Is it really 3 months' salary? That seems like a lot to me.
No, it's a freaking year, goddammit.
Yeah, because if you work at McDonald's, I ain't much of a ring.
Is it really? No, it's not really a year.
Yeah,
it's a crack in the jack, like plastic ring.
Yeah. Let me start off by saying, on this topic specifically, women suck.
Yeah.
The fact that 3 months didn't sound like it was too much.
Wait, is she pregnant? That's the real question.
I have to buy the ring.
Don't worry about it.
Do they specify whose salary? I mean, Burger King part-time, you're pulling in $200 a week.
Yes.
Can you do that salary? That's
well,
fine.
I think, isn't it supposed to be based on what your salary is? It's not like you can compare the guy making six figures to the guy making $200 a week.
Can you
it's
just do it
Warren
for when
Buffett
you're unemployed?
Salary? No.
Mm. See, now here's my advice. Mm. You know, Danny, listen. If you... It's a special time. It's your wife. She wants something that's special. You know, it's a diamond. She wants something that lasts forever. Get her a styrofoam cup.
My advice is that diamonds don't hold. I know a person that has like a $25,000 ring and she got divorced and she tried to sell it and it's only worth like $5,000.
That's what happens.
Doesn't have good resale value.
She probably doesn't look as good now either.
That is true.
Yeah, she looks pretty fine.
She also doesn't hold. You know, yeah, that's tough. You can maybe, depending on who the woman is, you can say, honey, I can get you a diamond ring, mm-hmm. or I can get you a ring of diamondoids. And you can get breast implants, same cash, everybody's happy.
It's called Diamondique.
Costco sells diamond rings. Mm-hmm. I say get it there because you can return shit as long as you own it from Costco. So if the wedding doesn't work out, you can totally give it back.
Even better, if you can get the wife
exactly. If you can get the wife at Costco, if that doesn't work out, give her back.
I don't think we should be listening to Drew. Aren't you divorced?
No, I've never been married.
You couldn't get that far.
I wish my ex would have bought the ring at Costco. I would have scored when I returned it.
Really?
Oh. But shouldn't the guy return it because he bought it?
Yeah.
No.
Why does the woman get to keep it?
I've lived with him for 10 years.
No. That's only if you break off the engagement. Then you get it back.
Yeah.
There's rules.
That's why you ask, have I been married? No. That's because I sometimes listen to other women and go, yeah, this is a horrible idea.
Just get the ring anywhere. She's not going to know how much it costs.
Oh, yes, you will.
If I've learned anything,
are you kidding? The first thing we do is we go down to the jeweler and have her assessed and tell all of our girlfriends, F you.
If I've learned anything, it's that I cannot afford to date Shay.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point.
Are you kidding? You told us these crazy stories in the Metro today.
I didn't pay for any of it.
Private jet. Butler, yes. Bringing him a Cuban, silk pillow, fluffing
butler.
His pillow.
Well, we've got an interesting story here. This next one, I'm going to move this along because this one, I'm not even sure how I feel about it. This one comes from Dave in Culver City. Dave says, I've been married to the same woman for 16 years. Recently, she revealed to me that she used to be a rock and roll groupie and that one of her ex-flings, who's now a very famous musician, called to tell her that he's in town and that he wants to see her. I'm kind of torn. On the one hand, I'm jealous and I don't want her to go see him. But on the other hand, I can't believe she actually knows this person. How cool. He's a huge name and I totally understand her wanting to go and see him.
Well, why can't
what
he
do
go
I do?
With?
What they're going to do when they see each other is not like, you know, play cards. They're going to have sex. So he needs to decide if that's what he is okay with his wife doing.
He's going
to
hit that.
Yeah.
He's going to tap it.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Well, okay. My question is, you know how like couples.
Was there a movie?
Did we have a call?
Every bit of it.
Do we have a call? No.
There was a movie with Demi Moore and like Robert Redford. Like they went through this.
Indecent Proposal.
There you go.
That was a movie. That's for money, though. That
is
was
that
for
what
money.
You draw your opinions from? Is Robert Redford movies?
But that was also, it was like for $1 million.
It was from movies.
It sucked.
My question is this. As a married person.
Yes.
Couples, we've all had this discussion where you have like your dream list. We have a call. Okay, hold on. Hello, caller.
Yeah, hi there. How you all doing today?
I'm doing well. Who's calling in?
My name is Rudy. I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
All right, Rudy, what's happening?
Here's my question. I called my wife. I caught a little video that she shot of herself, a little what we call sex rock type video with her and the maid, our house cleaner.
Send it over.
Wait, your wife shot a video with the maid?
Yeah, I came across it online and on her laptop, and I don't know whether to confront her or try and nail that maid myself.
I say nail the maid yourself. Keep it under the covers.
What was the video?
Threesome.
Nail the maid and confront her.
You know what? I think you need to send us the video first so we can make a proper assessment.
I agree.
What was on the video?
Oh, it's not really appropriate to talk about on radio. I can say that there's a lot of, fists and tongues and there's some kitchen stuff.
You try to nail everybody involved. You pull the video out once you're done getting whatever it is you can milk this for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what your problem is. This doesn't seem like a problem.
I gotta fuck everybody.
This is one of those times we do need Vic because this is a caller worth hating. You have a gold mine in your lap there, buddy.
No, this is my lady, and we took a vow.
A vow, huh?
It was anywhere.
You should have taken a vow of silence, but.
But it's with another chick, right? Is the maid hot?
So what's the problem? She didn't cheat on you with a man.
Yeah. It's not cheating if it's with another woman.
I think when fluids are exchanged, it's cheating.
Oh, you see, here's the thing. We don't agree. Because if it's vagina on vagina action, that's perfect. Actually, the Lord approves of that.
There's nothing in the Bible that says you can't.
Maybe they were just, you know, doing storage and she was storing the spatula up there. Maybe she was just offering her rent. And
wait,
storage.
There's a spatula involved?
He said there was a kitchen implement.
Exchanging meth?
One more question.
I said, what was she doing with the spatula? Was she like playing hide the spatula on this woman? What was happening with that?
She put it all inside.
She put it inside. Wow. Well, maybe she was storing some things, just like the woman that we
3 hours later, she queefed out an omelet.
It could have been a cooking lesson.
Yeah.
America's top chef.
Can I ask one more question?
All right, a quick one, then we got to move on.
My 82-year-old mama, her birthday is coming up next week, and she wants me to pay for her nipple to get pierced.
That's awesome.
You're classy.
Wow. You have a hell of a family.
That is awesome.
What's your debate? What's your problem with it?
Listen, here's the thing. This is your mother, you said?
Grandmother.
Grandmother.
Yeah, it's my mama. It feels like it could be inappropriate.
If you're doing it, that's inappropriate.
No, listen, here's what you do. You stand up right next to your grandma. And you reach down on your knees and you go ahead and pierce that nipple.
His mama.
Oh, it's his mama. All right, well, so it's not quite as low.
Well, if you want to save money, just get a hole puncher. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not like she's feeling that thing anymore anyway.
If it's Texas, she's already nursed like 40 kids.
I think you can make money off this. You should just do it on public street and let people videotape it and like just get money for, you know.
You have a double feature with that and your wife fucking the maid. Be nice.
All right, well, listen, we got to run because we got a couple questions. All right, but I want to thank you for calling, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Good
luck. I'm not sure if I can see him later.
All right.
Not safe.
Wow, we get all kinds of things here on Bad Advice.
Wow.
But anyway, back to the one, the groupie, just real quick. Here's the thing. Everyone's got their dream list. Didn't you ever do that with a couple, like the one person you're allowed to sleep with?
Who's your dream?
Different topic.
But yeah, I always wanted Sandra Bullock.
I don't know how that snuck in there. My sister looks like Sandra Bullock, but she's married. I'll show you a picture.
Would she do me?
She's married.
That's not the question.
That's a different question. Here's the thing: is if you're this guy, that's tough. Unless you want to get shirts for you and your wife that say "I'm with slutty" and "I'm with submissive loser." That's really that's a tough thing to be like. Well, she slept with somebody, but he's famous. That kind of blows, dude. That's tough.
Unless he can do the same thing. Unless he can.
Maybe he can have sex with him as well.
That's nice. That is nice.
Well, he has to decide whether he's starstruck or, you know, jealous. Like, you know, it's really up to him.
Yeah. Do you want your wife to taste like Roger Daltrey for the rest of your life?
Tastes just like chicken.
Maybe he can watch.
Yeah, I'm not sure that helps. That would make it worse. I would have to leave the country.
I've got a question. Why can't the two of them go meet this guy? That way he gets to meet the guy and you can ensure.
I don't think his wife's going
to
want to do that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody but the guy wants that.
Yeah.
First of all, when the wife says, yeah, honey, I really want to go alone, she's basically saying, can I have an affair?
Yeah, basically. There's something up if she won't let him come there.
Pause. The importance of the question. Yeah, that's a good comma.
Okay, well, I listen, Dave, I'm always a firm believer in a good story. So I say if it's good enough for you to go, my wife fucked someone like John Bon Jovi, send her on her way.
Yeah. Unless as long as it's a good musician.
Yeah, exactly. If she's going to meet, you know, somebody that you just, like the Jonas Brothers, no.
What if it's R. Kelly and he's just going to piss all over?
That's fine. Just shower before you come home.
She's going to shower while she's there, apparently.
That'd be a good Instagram shot. So just keep that in the back of your head.
Is that sex? Because that's fluid exchange. If you piss over someone.
Oh, that Southern guy would be so
It's not
angry.
An exchange. Yeah, it goes in one direction.
Yeah, you're right.
That Southern guy was totally splash. Like, he was not like.
No, he's not right in the head. But
no, he didn't compromise at all. It was just like. No, whatever.
He didn't come. All right, you can fuck around a little. You can fuck the maid, but not the milk guy.
All right, well, we got time for like maybe another two questions here. Things are going quickly. This one comes from Penny in L.A. Penny wrote in and on our site and said, On more than one occasion, my boyfriend has made business calls on his cell phone while we've been making love. It really bothers me, but he says I'm being overly sensitive and that his job as a personal assistant requires him to always be available. Am I wrong here?
Yes, because you should commend him because he's a multitasker and that's not familiar with men. Like that, they don't usually, they're not usually good at that. So amazing for you that you have a multitasker.
Yeah, yeah. He's a talented guy.
Unless he's on the phone saying stuff like, yeah, my wife's blowing me right now. She's horrible at it. I mean, you don't want that.
I've got a question. She sucks. Does he always take her call? Because if he doesn't always take her call, that could be interesting.
Well, no, he's saying... He's a personal assistant. Now, I work in TV, and so do you, Marie. Yeah. It's like, you know some of these personal assistants. They have to be available all the time.
What happens if you're in the bathroom taking a dump?
Then you have to answer.
You have to answer your phone.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to answer. Sure. And, you know, I mean, she should understand the job he does, you know? And it's like,
she should
look,
be happy
I'm making
he's
time
employed.
To have sex with
How
you.
Many women are, like, paying for their men?
Exactly. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah.
I think she's a jerk. I hate her so much. She's selfish bitch.
Exactly. In fact, you don't want to disturb him when he's on a work call. So every time he picks up his phone, you should be blowing him just so you're not making any noise.
That's true.
He should get one of those little Bluetooth things for his penis just so she remembers what's important here.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she can store that in her vagina.
Apparently everybody can.
And next to the meth, don't get it confused.
All right, let's see. Okay, my wife is... This one comes from Manny. It doesn't say where Manny's from. He says, my wife is pregnant. I want to know the sex in advance. She wants it to be a surprise. Which is better?
I say in advance. This way you can prepare for it and not get all, like, white or green for everything or yellow. Like, you get blue or pink.
See, that's practical. I think you should know just because if you don't like the outcome, you can push her down the stairs.
I can see what kind of father Drew is going to make.
Well,
Drew's
almost been a father seven times now.
But there's been all these weird coincidences.
My Lord.
Says marbles on a stick.
I think that's a no-brainer. I'd find out the sex. I mean, you know, what's the big surprise element? Unless you have like 10 kids or 15 like the Octomom, just friggin' find out what it is. I mean, you need to know.
Why?
Because there's a lot of gender-specific things out there that you need to
buy.
Yeah,
what are you saving a surprise
for? You need to, like, you know, put up a little website saying, we're having a kid, this is what you need to buy.
Yeah, and if you already have kids, let's say you've got three daughters. Okay? You got three daughters, and you find out that it's another girl. You might want to put some of those first three up for adoption because you don't need another one.
Or, you know...
China.
If it was China, you could just throw them down a well.
Oh three? God. What am I going to do with three of them? I already have the set.
Yeah. This is the first one they've had, right?
No, it didn't say that, did it?
Well, it's really annoying when you're going to a baby shower and you don't know what the sex is of the baby.
When you buy yellow.
Ugh, I hate yellow. I hate yellow. Don't make me buy yellow, Manny. Stupid.
Yellow. It's like a.
I like it. Vic isn't here, so now Marie hates all our questions and callers.
May I say, yellow is not the most unisex of colors.
It is. What are you going to get? Black?
I don't know, but.
That's what I would get.
Red.
Yeah. You know what?
Red.
There you go. You're going to get a lot of black and red clothes because you're
brown,
stupid.
Brown, red.
See, I like
anything
that.
But it's yellow.
He likes black and red.
He's in red and he's black.
He is black and red. Right. You're looking very unisex over there. Very unisex. Listen, I want to thank everybody for being here. We're counting down. We got 15 seconds. But we have Mr. Ken August. Listen to him tomorrow on the weekly wrap-up where I will be joining you at 4 o'clock. Marie Delpretti. We have Raldi. I just wanted to get the last name. And Shay Yuval. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
For all the good news is after seven episodes, he remembers your name. That's good.